friends, do you know one of the key hallmarks of a hardcore police state, whether it was Soviet Russia or Nazi Germany? Governments would take political dissidents' passports away. In the United States, that's only done if you've been charged with espionage or if you're out on bail for a serious crime. The IRS has written a law that's passed the Senate, is now in the House, and Forbes and other publications are reporting on it like it's no big deal. Hey, if the IRS says you owe back taxes, you're not going to be allowed to travel outside the country. They're going to take your passport. How many times have I told you this was coming? This is exactly what the IMF and World Bank, the consortium for the international arm of the private Federal Reserve, have called for more than 15 years. A global cashless society. Already many jobs, you've got to get TSA approval and authorization to have them. I saw Homeland Security 9 years ago on C-SPAN say, you're not going to get on a plane if you haven't paid your taxes. You're not going to get a driver's license. You're not going to be allowed to work. This is total enslavement. This is beyond anything we've seen in history. It is incredibly illegal. Travel is a right, not a privilege. A passport is a right as a citizen. This represents withdrawing and revoking your citizenship. That's what it is under another name. They tried to pass a bill last year for any reason the president wishes outside of a court to take your citizenship away, and then they say they can secretly arrest you or kill you. When he couldn't get that passed, he just signed the NDAA and said he can secretly arrest you or kill you. Well, a law that's unconstitutional is null and void, Marbury versus Madison. What this represents is capital controls. When governments start to collapse throughout history, they always try to clamp down on people leaving the country with money. Bottom line, the IRS is the collection agency for the private Federal Reserve. Pre-1913, dollars that were fiat were backed partially by silver and gold and said United States note on them. After 1913, they said Federal Reserve note. In 63, Kennedy reissued $5 bills that said United States note on them, and he signed an executive order to begin the abolishment of the private Federal Reserve and its collection agency of the IRS. That's why the banksters killed him. My point is, yes, a country has to have taxes, but these aren't taxes. These are levies to private international banks. Just as Europe admits they're now under Goldman Sachs dictatorship. Not through money they owe. Goldman Sachs got their governments to sign on to the derivative fraud they created. This is so incredible. And now the banksters are saying, if you don't pay all the taxes we want directly into our private coffers of the Federal Reserve, outside of a court, outside of a conviction, outside of law, we're going to put you on a no-fly list. Just like Rahm Emanuel, former chief of staff at the White House, said at a gun grabber meeting. He said, look, if you're on a no-fly list, over 2 million Americans are on that, by the way, you're not going to be able to buy a gun.
That is, if you are on the no-fly list because you are known as maybe a possible terrorist, you cannot buy a handgun in America.
One of the things you don't know about is the number of people that we have turned away because their name has been on the watch list or on the no-fly list.
Only my mom could, but not me and my dad, because both me and my dad are on the watch list.
Now they say they want to expand that to where if you haven't paid your taxes, you can't buy a gun. Of course, these are taxes to the IRS, and they just say you haven't paid. The bankers are taking control of our lives. They are squeezing Europeans with the exact same system. This is hardcore fascism. This is incredible tyranny, and we've got to defeat this legislation that is now in the House. Get these articles and get them out to everybody and demand that the corporate whore dinosaur media cover this, because these are internal checkpoints, internal passports, and they're saying they're going to revoke your citizenship. That's what this does. Extrajudicially, this is off the Richter scale when it comes to despotic, oppressive tyranny. The Federal Reserve is engaged in a total coup d'etat over due process and threatening to revoke our citizenship and pull our passports if we don't fully submit to the bankers. The bankers are pressuring local governments to raise the local property tax that we didn't have till 60 years ago in this country, that turns your property into basically a government rental.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This is going to be an incredibly jam-packed next 2 hours. You've already heard the first hour of the worldwide broadcast going on over 115 AM and FM affiliates, Global Shortwave, WWCR, and XM Channel 166. So that's what's being broadcast and transmitted. Streaming, you can listen to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on this Thursday, August 16th, 2012 edition. There are thousands of articles, thousands. NBC News, you name it. Megadeth's Dave Mustaine says Obama is behind deadly shootings. And my name's been brought into this because he talked about the fact that he thinks the president's a criminal and a liar a few weeks ago on the show. I just interviewed Dave Mustaine. That's why we aired a few of our special reports the last 15 minutes. I just went over to the TV side and did the interview with Dave. And it's a video interview. He's on the phone. It's video. We're transferring it over. It's about 5 minutes long. We will air it here on the radio probably right before we go to movie star and TV star and researcher Richard Belzer, who has written Dead Wrong, Straight Facts on the Country's Most Controversial Cover-Ups about government shooting people and staging it and blaming patsies. Isn't that funny? We had this guest set up 2 weeks ago. Jesse Ventura wrote the foreword. Here's the deal. Operation Northwoods calls for shooting people in movie theaters and on the streets and blaming political enemies. Operation Gladio, hundreds of bombings and shootings in Europe carried out by NATO, partially declassified. The Italian government completely declassified it, blowing up school buses, shooting people, bombing theaters, shooting up churches, shooting up police stations to blame their political enemies, whether they be left or right wing. If the groups weren't controlled by the globalists, didn't want the bankers to take over like they've done now, you get a bombing or a shooting. Dave Mustaine has come out and said, hey, if they'd stage Fast and Furious, they'd stage this. We got to look at it. Said at a concert overseas. And we've been talking on the phone lately about this, you know, the Sikhs president saying he saw multiple, you know, people casing it, witnesses all saying four shooters. That's what was reported. We need to look at this. We'd be idiots if we didn't. It's time to stop trusting the system. Now, I'll tell you, this is breaking. Just like with the Dixie Chicks saying they didn't agree with the war. They're trying to cancel his tours. They're trying to persecute Dave Mustaine right now. Like Chick-fil-A, even if you don't agree with what Chick-fil-A did, you've got to support the First Amendment with these bullies. Guy went in and shot up the family research group, the Family Research Council, yesterday with a bunch of Chick-fil-A stuff saying he was mad at them. Okay, these are terrorists. You've got to support the First Amendment. And we will have that exclusive Dave Mustaine statement coming up. Quite frankly, he said stuff after the Batman shooting in an interview we taped after the show one day, and I didn't even air it because I didn't want this big controversy, even though I knew in the end he'd come out smelling like a rose. I just don't like my friends having this stuff happen to them on my show. It's happened a lot of times. But they're going to come after him, folks. They're going to come after him. They didn't go after Larry Pratt because he's a Fox News contributor. That doesn't fit into their whole game plan. They think he's a good target. And now we're going to talk about the economy, the accelerating world events with the premier trends forecaster joining us via video Skype right now. He is Gerald Celente for the balance of the hour. And there's so much I want to get into. I mean, there is so much that I want to break down. They look like they're about to dump Biden right now. That's the writing on the wall. We'll get his take on that. We have got just amazing stuff. Federal courts ruling that cell phone tracking is legal, just throwing out the Fourth Amendment. You've been called a pessimist porn dealer, Gerald Celente of the Trends Journal, for predicting with precision everything that's happening, the wars, the Tea Party years before it came, the attacks on small businesses, the rebellion, the meltdown of derivatives, that we were really in a depression and never left the recession. All of that confirmed. They're saying, get the banks ready for collapse. The elites are all buying gold up. That was in the news. Soros, the rest of them. Literally everything you've said. But you don't get praised by the corporate prostitutes, you invented that word, for telling the truth. You get even more demonized as it all unfolds. So you've told us what's coming. Tell us, and it's come true. Tell us what's coming now, Gerald Celente.
What's coming now, unfortunately, looks like our worst scenario forecast that we've made recently, and that's the first great war of the 21st century. And people refuse to put the pieces together. Whether it's what's going on in Syria is very clear. This is a move to limit the power of Iran and Hezbollah. You know, people forget that Israel lost against Lebanon in that last war. And one of the reasons why was they were getting armaments from Iran and Syria. The other issue, of course, is when you move beyond that, there's a revolution going on in Yemen. And they're very concerned because Yemen backs up to Saudi Arabia, which, as everyone knows, is the greatest oil producer on the planet. And the people there are very unhappy. And I know that this may sound contrary to all those fairy tales that we're all taught as little boys and girls. They don't like the king. The king. How about calling him a dictator? Oh, no, he's a king. Hey, ladies, you want to free Afghanistan, right? I hear all that all the time. You can't drive a car in the kingdom. So you have a revolution going on there that's spilling over. Bahrain is ready to go up in flames. Greece is cooked. You have an unemployment rate of over 25%, just officially, and then youth unemployment over 50%. You see what's going on in Spain. They don't report the millions of indignados that are taking to the streets. It's turned back. You know how I talk about, Alex, that the timelines are parallels to the crash of 29, the Great Depression, the currency wars, trade wars, world war, the panic of 08, the Great Depression / Great Recession, currency wars are going on, the trade wars and world wars. Spain, to just play back into that, it's a replay almost of the 1930s. Just the names and the situations have changed. The people are in Franco-era depression levels. Oh, and then over there in France, yeah, they just got a new president over there. And you read the language in the toilet paper of record, the New York Times, the self-proclaimed paper of record, they have a little story in there about the riots going on in France. And do you know who's rioting? Hey, those people from when they used to, remember those French used to take over Algeria, Morocco, and then all those people came over to France? Yeah, them. And you know who them is? Them are the 50% of the youth unemployment demographic. It's unemployment worldwide. You know my saying, when people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. They're losing it around the world. The war has begun. I read your website, and I see what you're posting on there about the hollow point bullets. We all know about the National Defense Authorization Act, about all the armaments going into our military police, because now they've both become one with the National Defense Authorization Act and the repeal of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act that allows the military to take over police duties. So, yes, the whole thing is collapsing. And now, of course, we gotta run. Gotta go after Iran. And what are the reports out? I'm not making this up. This is coming out of Israel. They're preparing the people for a 30-day war? What psychopath came up with this idea? 30 days? Oh, you could put a timeline on it, huh? They're nuts. They're out of their minds, and they're taking the people to war. In the meantime, let's go look at some economic data. Oh, China. You know what China's export numbers were last month? How about 1% growth? Virtually nothing. Their imports were only 4%. You look at Brazil, they just announced a $66 billion stimulus program. The real is crashing. The Indian rupee is in the toilet, and they're trying to stop people from buying gold. Oh, and you mentioned that Soros and Paulson are buying up tons of gold. Oh, but they're brilliant. When Salenti says it, Oh, he's a gloom and doomer. Oh, you can't eat gold. Oh, you can't eat gold? How about shoving this? Oh, no, I have to be clean.
About drones, don't think where they got 20,000 of them flying around bombing whole villages to kill one person. Oh, but people that do that wouldn't stage a mass shooting. You know why? Because they're so courageous. So courageous. The hunt is getting. We've got the exclusive Dave Mustaine clarification on Obama staging the mass shootings. We have the video. We have the audio. We'll air it after Gerald Celente leaves us, either before our next guest, author, TV host, movie star Richard Belzer joins us, or after. I'm not sure, but this is like in thousands of newspapers right now, and we're going to hit them and hit them hard. Now, you can go to trendsresearch.com and find the Trends Journal, or you can also go to TrendsJournal.com, takes you to the same place. Invaluable info. A must read. Check it out today. Again, Gerald Celente joins us. I want to go through some of the economic news because, you know, we laugh and joke about this. He had a lot of money, six figures plus, stolen from him. We'll leave it at that. Gerald Celente. But it wasn't stolen. It was tapped. I mean, first they say in the same article, it disappeared. But then it was tapped. You know, it disappeared like into J.P. Morgan's pocket, as he and Max Keiser said back in October, November. And now it's confirmed J.P. Morgan London got it. HSBC is in mainstream news, running drugs just like Wachovia, Wells Fargo in the hundreds of billions a year. Those guys running the torture aircraft, running the drug aircraft, stealing people's pension funds, selling into the market stuff that they know is worthless crud, bragging about it. Those emails are out there, but they're just tapping it when they lie to an old lady and sell her fraud with Timberwolf. And now, we said this months before, you said it, we said it. I mean, it's not like we're even that smart. We're just not total idiot chump suckers who love being taken for a ride every day. You know, I mean, you know, you rape me 10 or 15 times, I'm not going to trust you anymore. That's why we're extremist, pessimist, porn, bad people. We talked about Zuckerberg and Facebook and the fact that even mainline groups were saying it was overvalued by 10 times at least. Some estimates were 20 times, but it was 10, 15, you know, there in that area, it varied. And of course, they were allowed to dump up front and then dump later. And they're dumping it. It's totally illegal, but they sent Martha Stewart, and they're trying to get the owner of the Mavericks, who criticized Bush, who didn't engage in insider trading, clearly. They're going after them because, oh, look, we get the bad men. There's the bad man. There's the bad woman, but not the real crooks that make Bernie Madoff and Ken Lay look honest. What do you say about Facebook here, Gerald Celente, and the fact that now the criminality is just parading around and the prostitutes, as you said, are saying the sky's the limit? I mean, I guess that's why judges think they can say no Fourth Amendment now, because the media will cover their evil, wart-covered patoots. I mean, what is the end? Once corruption in history, as you know, reaches this festering point when the pustule pops and just deluges us in the scrofulous stink, where are we going here? I'm ranting. I'm sorry.
Well, on the Facebook issue, you know, we have Trends in the News as part of the subscription for the Trends Journal. And when the IPO came out, I said, I'm not telling people how to invest. I don't give investment advice. I'm a forecaster. And I'm forecasting that this thing is going to dump out. And I would not put my money in it. And the reason is because it's all, you got to get advertising. And people use Facebook for what it is. You know, who looks at the advertising? People blast right by it. The other issue, of course, being it's a fad. It's not a trend. I wrote in Trend Tracking in 1996 what they're calling social networking, I call it techno-tribalism. It has much more richness than just BSing back and forth to people. So we knew it was a bust. Where is it all going? And as we look at, we talked about LIBOR. We're talking about all the criminality going on in all the different levels. You mentioned HSBC. You could go down the list, one fine after another, no one's head rolls, and it just keeps going. The fish rots from the head down. The entire system in the United States, as you look at it, is nothing more than a fish rotting within morality. How about that lovely war over there in Afghanistan? Hey, all you Obamanistas, remember when he had that troop surge? 30,000?
Obama, Obama, Obama.
Bravo, bravo. Yeah, what did today, a helicopter got shot down? What, another seven Americans dead? Oh, yeah, impressive progress, huh? Yeah, sure. Oh, what happened last week? Oh, you know, that transition military that you're putting in place? Yeah, they're killing our soldiers. How many guys got killed? What's a dozen or so? There were no senators' sons. Oh, and let me just digress a little bit. I love the latest episode of the presidential reality show. It was the perfect metaphor for America. Romney and Ryan standing in front of a mothballed battleship. Mothballs? Maybe that's what these guys are carrying around with them. Because it was the perfect metaphor. Two little chicken hawks talking tough with a decommissioned ship that was at a... They stopped battleships before the end of World War II. And they're the tough-talking guys, right? No one's talking about cutting the military. So as we're looking at the fish rotting from the head down, we talked about the military, we talk about the economy. Now, I'm a guy still living in the Bronx and of a different head. And I'd say to my buddy, Joey, listen, we're going to go do a deal. Now, here's what we're going to do. And Joey says with the other guys, and all of a sudden Joey chirps up, hey, Gerald, come on, that's not honest, man. We're going to rip somebody off like that? I say, what are you, stupid? What's the matter with you? Look at this, stealing at the top. They're robbing us every day. They stuck your mother's house. She's out on the street. Your father ain't got a job. Your brother died in Iraq. What are you, stupid? They're ripping us off at every level, and you're going to play it straight? All of society is rotting out because it's rotting from the head of Obama. It's rotting from the head of Bush and Cheney. It's rotting like Romney and Ryan. And you know how I say, Alex, I've been saying it for years since you've known me, that these guys that everybody's sucking up and bowing down to are nothing more than the class presidents and head of the student council. And now they follow their career path. It could not be clearer than with Paul, little high school altar boy Ryan. It's great. The altar boy and a guy that wears the magic underwear, the Mormon. It's perfect. It's right out of the presidential reality show. Paul Ryan, voted by his classmates who are smarter than everybody else out there as high school kids, as the brown noser of the year. I'm not making it up. It's there. The class president, a guy that never worked a day in his life, born on third base like Romney and thinks he hits a triple. And people clap like little children. All aboard, next train to Auschwitz. That's where this country's going.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Going back to Gerald Celente. Gerald, I've asked a lot of the questions. What else is front and center on your radar right now that you'd like to tell people about?
Well, the big one, of course, is what's going on in the Middle East. Another one, September 12th is going to be a big day. You asked me the timeline on collapse. That's the day that the German Supreme Court is supposed to rule on whether or not it's constitutional for the German government to be into the mechanisms, they call them, that are dumping all of this, funneling all this money into bail out the troubled countries. And it's also another element of that lawsuit that they'll be deciding. And the German Supreme Court ostensibly is not a politically rigged court like the one we have here. That's what they say. We'll see by their deeds. And the other issue is whether or not the Germans are actually going to lose their sovereignty as well as the rest of the Europeans by putting the banking structures completely into Brussels. So, how the Supreme Court of Germany rules on September 12th, on whether or not they could continue in these bailout funds and these emergency funds and these bond buying schemes is going to determine the future of the euro. Because if they say, which it is, by the way, unconstitutional, as it is established by the German Constitution to continue like this, Germany's the only one holding it up. That means the whole eurozone collapses. Number two, again, I am not giving financial advice, just to make this clear. My timeline on gold. Gold today is up about $13 as we speak. Gold has to break above 1670, I believe. It's about 13 now. It has to go about 1670, and then the next hit up to that is 1750. Once it goes over 1750, it's back to the 2000 mark. And it could happen overnight.
Continue, my brother. You are laying it out. And I mean, where do you see it ending? Where do you see it going if we don't turn this around?
They're going to declare martial law on the people. They're going to go after guys like you and me. They're going to go after everybody that speaks out and calls them out on their crap. What adult could believe this stupid, cheap show? Did you see Obama? When the hell does this guy work? He's been out on a campaign trail every day. Every 4 years, this is where you could find these guys. They'll be at Pete's Barbecue, sitting on a bale of hay. There's Obama in front of a whole bunch of rotted corn. Every 4 years, Freddy's Clam House, sitting there at Maggie's Diner.
Well, wait. For the first time, even businesses that don't like him for the business are telling him you're not welcome here, and they're getting ready to dump Biden, hoping that wakes people back up. Clearly, they've got all the signs on that front. So I do see an awakening happening, but you're right. The level of tyranny we will live under, as Thomas Jefferson said, is the exact amount we'll put up with. So now that they're so cornered like rats, you've said they implode the economy, then they start a war to distract everybody. But do you think that's going to work? I mean, even most of the Israelis don't want a war.
It will work. We sent out a trend alert. We wrote about Ryan last summer's Trends Journal, that whole one about direct democracy. And we had a thing, we even had Ryan's weenie mobile. And we showed what a little nobody this guy is, and why would anybody listen to this jerk who never did a damn thing in his life? And I love the term they give, lawmakers. I don't need a lawmaker. Who made that? What, did you go to school for lawmaking? And so here this guy, we wrote all about him. So we sent out a piece. We also had in that piece, remember that guy, as we wrote about the Wienermobile, we wrote about the other Wiener, Richard Wiener, the guy that got caught, showing his stuff off on TV, on the internet. We wrote about both of them. You should see, this is a year ago, people writing to us, canceling their subscriptions because we said what they didn't like about Ryan. We could go after Obama, they don't care, but you go after their ideologue, and boy, do they get tight. If you don't like their freak, there's something wrong with you. My freak is better than your freak. Oh, the Romney freak is better than the Obama freak. How come you don't like my freak? It's a freak show. How could any adult look at this adolescent act that they call the presidential reality show and buy into it? It's a disgrace.
Well said. Shifting gears to the war front and other areas that deal with that. Syrian rebels, who've always been al-Qaeda-led, warn they will turn to al-Qaeda if the West fails them. And they also say that our troops have to grow the opium or al-Qaeda will get it. I mean, I guess now they'll need your daughters as well, or al-Qaeda will get them. Let the globalists have their way with them, or al-Qaeda will pilfer them. Continuing, Israel urges U.S. decision on Iran strike. Ynet News. Here's another one. Israel minister warns of 30-day war with Iran. You mentioned that at the start of the interview. Khamenei, Zionist regime will disappear from map. Israel military blast heard in southern city. Rockets believed to be falling. 7 American soldiers dead in Afghan chopper crash. They never get shot down. It's always a chopper crash.
Yeah.
Continuing, all of this is going on. And then the economic news, even Fox News runs the headline, the coming economic collapse, and breaks down the numbers. Again, they've always known this because they're imploding it to take over. But the fact that they're now admitting they're getting ready for a collapse, what's your time frame on that? I mean, I know you're in generalities because no one knows exactly. But, I mean, we're talking about this fall, next year. Max Kaiser says by next April.
It could happen next week. You see, they keep coming up with these schemes. Like, nobody knew about the $26 trillion that the Fed was pumping into the system. Nobody knew that they were rigging the rates and lying about with LIBOR to cover up the damage.
So it's all rigged. It's all rigged, but the real economy is dying.
Yeah, so the timeline is really, really difficult to go on. But here's the, you know, you mentioned about, you know, how the media looks at me. You know, I know people in the media, and they all tell me, you know, and I have friends that, you know, that are agents and different people, and they say, every time they mention my name, they say, no, you know, well, he scares people, what he has to say. We don't want to hear that, you know. He unsettles people. Aw, I don't want to unsettle anybody.
Obama. No, but exactly. That's a badge of distinction and honor, a red badge of courage that I've had Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Washington Post, all with reporters here. To the point of now, I go, no, you can't come to a profile. I don't care if your editor said it's allowed to go out. People above that will kill it because they think not recognizing us keeps us down. It's the opposite. If you ever recognize us, it would hurt us. You are like poison, garbage. You're the plague. I'm running from you. And the point is they always call back after they've been here and they go, you're right. They killed it from the corporate above the editors. And I'm like, exactly. So now I say, oh, the editor says you can come to town. I know it's a hit piece. I don't mind a hit piece. That helps me when you attack me. But I said, do this. Have your editor go above the corporate. Just so, and they go, oh my gosh, you're right. I had the Washington Post call me a few weeks ago, you know, this big writer. And I'm like, oh no, anything I've ever done gets published. And I said, okay, go ahead and write your article. He goes, it'll be this Sunday. You watch. Never was in the paper. Because, again, they're scared. And they act like we're the ones destroying confidence. No. The Chinese government won't buy U.S. stocks anymore because they know it's rigged. That's why. We're not the... In fact, I get this a lot. I see this about you, but I get this a lot. I'm causing the problems. I'm the reason there's a loss of confidence. Don't listen to that guy or we'll have a depression. Hey, I got news for you. 4 years ago, we passed the Rubicon by every real economic standard. I've had countless economists on. I've researched it. We were in a depression 4 years ago. Okay. I'm not doing it because I'm right. It's not Gerald's fault that he's right. We're trying to pull this country out of it. I like what Gerald says. Most people I know are trying to leave the country. It's global. You're not leaving, folks. It's going worldwide. I'm staying here. I'm fighting. Go ahead, Gerald. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're right on. Here, this is why. Remember that? The prostitutes. Da-da, the prostitutes. That's all they are. There's not a man among them, barely a man in Congress, nobody in the Senate, certainly nobody in the executive offices.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. See, if we want to defeat the globalists, we have to understand they're using medical tyranny against us. But to get us into that globalist-controlled system, they want to make us unhealthy. The globalists spike our water with sodium fluoride, and they admit it causes massive increases in bone cancer, brain damage, and reduced IQs. The GMO crops have all been directly linked to reduce fertility, deformities in mammals across the board. The globalists in the school lunch programs feed children absolute garbage. Fast food is full of chemical additives, things like silicone. We are all under attack because when we're operating from a healthy position of good food, natural food, clean water, and the nutrients and trace elements we need, our minds will be on fire. The powerful, creative human destiny will be unleashed. Now, I want to tell you a very important story. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn from friends like Ted Anderson about the incredible health effects of longevity products. And I started promoting him some because I'd seen his weight loss, his health, all the things that had happened for him. And by the way, things like Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Pollen Burst Plus are not even advertised for weight loss. It's just that when you take it, you are getting the minerals and vitamins you need from an original plant form, and so you're full because the main crops that are grown on these debilitated, played-out soils are not giving you the minerals and vitamins you need. So you eat and you eat and you eat and get raw calories that pack on weight and that burn out your different glands and cause things like diabetes. But when you finally start getting the minerals and vitamins and trace elements you need, it is incredible. Now, I've only stuck my toe in the water and lost a little over 40 pounds, and I'm still big. Aaron Dykes, who you know has been working here for 6 years at InfoWars.com, lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. He began to hear the guest on my show a year and a half ago. He began to do his own research. And he implemented the information that Longevity and InfoWarsTeam.com is promoting and had dramatic results. And that's why I'm telling our listeners and viewers, you need to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and try just the essential fatty acids, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and the Pollen Burst Plus. And I believe you'll be blown away by the dramatic results that I've had and Aaron's had. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've been overweight in my life for far too long. Years ago, I lost a lot of weight, more than 50 pounds, but it came right back. I wasn't able to keep it off. More recently, I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen, and I wasn't able to stay motivated long enough to reach my goals. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com and the great products, Tangy Tangerine, kind of the base one to start with. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition, didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss.
They don't, but it became...
But pharmacist Ben Fuchs explains that's what happens if you're overweight because you're no longer hungry because you're getting what you need.
It was a perfect storm because it was giving my body the nutrients it needs. It gave my body the things it needs to seek out first, which made me not have to crave after other things that I don't need that don't even provide nutrition.
And what's crazy is this is not advertised as weight loss. The company never even promoted it. We just discovered it's the ultimate weight loss tool. Not only is it incredible that the InfoWarsTeam.com products were hidden in plain view, but that there's no teleprompters here. You know, Aaron, you wanted to endorse these products because everybody on air has seen the amazing transformation. They've seen me lose quite a bit of weight, but I haven't totally committed to it like you have. And we're here just telling people the effects that it's had for us. And by the way, just a week and a half ago, I said, you know what? I want to lose the next 40 pounds because doctors have told me I need to lose 80 pounds. I have a hernia. It's not a hiatal hernia. It's in my belly button. And they told me, they said, you need to lose about 80 pounds. You'll have to have surgery. And I've lost 40. I need to go the rest of the way. So a week and a half ago, I said, you know what? I'm not used to just taking pills all day, taking vitamins all day, drinking drinks all day. Yeah, I do one tangy tangerine, one pollen burst a day, a couple of essential fatty acids. Not now. I'm doing the whole regimen, and I've lost 7 pounds in a week and a half. I'd lost 42. I quit doing it because I've never been in the habit of doing this, gained a few pounds back, and now raced 7 pounds in a week and a half. We're going to see what happens here with Alex Jones, folks, because I'm fully committing. I'm taking it all. I'm doing it. Now, breaking this down, it's not just the weight loss. It's also energy. It's so many other things. Aaron?
It's like this, Alex. Our world's become centralized. The people who have taken over the food supply have tried to give us fillers so they can go for, you know, the greatest number of people being fed these junk foods and everything else. When you take this nutrition, you're giving your body the little codes, the little fats, the little signals it needs. And when the body gets that, it responds to it right away. That's why it works. It's really just feeding it in the formula you need. So then you're not seeking out food you don't really need, and it makes things like emotional eating a lot less likely as well. And I found pizza cravings and things like that went away when I took the essential fats, when I had the tangy tangerine. You have that base nutrition, so you're not always looking for nutrition in foods where you're really not going to find it anyway in many cases. I think organic foods and stuff like that's really important as well, but this was a total transformation when I was already eating organic foods, already trying to work out and already trying to change my life, but this really let it happen.
When people actually try this, they are blown away. When they find out that when you start taking their proprietary formulation of essential fatty acids, that blows the competition away. When you start taking Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Pollen Burst Plus and the other key longevity products, it is incredible. But you've got to continue taking it. But the body is so starved for nutrition by design, by the globalist. I mean, they've engineered this so that we become these self-propelled stomachs always seeking food because we're looking for the vitamins, the minerals, the trace elements. This has the mighty 90 in it. The human body needs 90 vitamins, minerals, and trace elements to work in fusion together. And the system knows this. So I challenge you, check out the incredible products at InfoWarsTeam.com. Use them. And if you don't see incredible effects, I will be shocked because everyone I talk to who has used these is sold on them. You've seen the effects on Alex Jones. You've seen the effects on Aaron Dykes. The system knows about high nutrient diets. They've done studies where mice and other rodents can live twice as long or even longer in some cases when they're given super high nutrient diets. But it is not available in most of the foods out there.
We've actually been lied to for decades in our lives, maybe our whole lifetimes for a lot of people, because we're told to eat a certain way. We're convinced by television and other advertisements of how to live our life. It's all wrong. And when you just read about the nutrition, you realize how powerful it is. You realize this is what we're meant to take. That's the stuff you find in Tangy Tangerine and longevity products. And it was so easy. That's the most incredible part. It was so easy to lose weight and regain health for myself, barely without trying, just from taking the products.
We're here promoting what we believe in, what we've seen great results with, to you. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and watch this video so you can see for yourselves the incredible results Aaron and others have achieved with longevity products that are discounted at wholesale prices at InfoWarsTeam.com. Again, sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com. The revolution against tyranny starts individually with our bodies. There is a global awakening happening. The sleeping giant that is humanity is awakening, and a big part of that fight starts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
up on the other side of this break. We're going to be joined by Doug Hagman of the Northeast Intelligence Network and his Homeland Security source, federal law enforcement level, said that they've been told something big in late October, early November, probably a false flag. And they said early on it looked like they were trying to start a race war. We know the White House has been caught doing that. That failed, though, with the whole Trayvon Martin thing because the truth came out. I'm sad they used that poor young man's death to try to get it going. But the article is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the featured news area, DHS source. It's going hot. Obama false flag coming. I believe this can be stopped. And, you know, I've listened to Hagman for years when he's been on syndicated radio shows and TV. I've followed him. What his source is giving him fits the MO I have. And I think Hagman's a good guy. I am not saying that there is going to be a big false flag, but you better know, you better understand that if we don't talk about it and if we don't expose it, the likelihood of it is amplified. I mean, we had that guest on who it turned out was a famous TV presenter, producer. We knew who he was, but it came out in the news that he had infiltrated, gotten a security job at the Olympics, and they were teaching him that there would be a terror attack. And I said at the time, that doesn't mean there's going to be one. They do that to gauge people and hype up fear. But there could have been an event if we hadn't exposed it. I mean, the British government, with an MI6 asset, a SWAT, did stage 7-7. That even came out on Associated Press, Fox News. Former Justice Department official Loftus, John Loftus, went public with that. And that came out in the London Telegraph. But this is always months after something it comes out. So government's got the underwear bomber on the plane, the shoe bomber on the plane. That all came out on C-SPAN and congressional testimony. All of this is very, very real, and all of this is a real threat. And you've got all these White House advisors. I just played you clips of them talking about it. Even on Hardball, a mass shooting will help us connect. A huge terror attack will help the president connect. Hey, Oklahoma City got Bill Clinton reelected. We need another one. Don't worry, fundraisers. You know, if it looks like Obama's down, there's going to be an event. We're going to blame it on our enemies. I mean, this is so transparent. We would be insane. I'm going to recap this when we come back. It's so important. We would be insane to not be looking at this. So I'm going to send that 15-minute video out because it's already out there. You're about to hear more, an in-depth interview with Doug Hagman. But I'm going to send that interview out at Real Alex Jones there on Twitter. Real Alex Jones, again, is twitter.com/RealAlexJones. You can also go to Infowars.com and click on the social media link and find our links to our official Facebook, our Twitter, all of it. There at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But if you're not following us there on Twitter, during this break, I am going to send the link out via my little government tracking device here to everyone because it is so incredibly important. In fact, people show a document cam shot right here. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, I am going to go to the link. Has it already rolled off the front page? I want to make sure that's put back on the front page, that interview that we did last night. It's already scrolled off into the breaking news link. You want to go to the breaking news link or the top stories link. It'll also take you there find that link for everybody. In fact, you go to top stories is probably the best place to find that. And that's where all the featured news that scrolls off goes. But we're going to get that out to everybody. Now, there it is, DHS source. It's going hot. Obama false flag coming. I'm going to take that video and text. I'm going to send it out on my Twitter right now, Real Alex Jones there. You can sign up by going to the icon for Twitter right there and visiting that.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, little sister, what have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another hour of resistance to tyranny. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, back Sundays, 4 to 6 Central, 5 to 7 Eastern. Also blasting out on XM 166 and over 115 AM and FM stations. I am Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, the capital city of Texas, Austin. Now, if you just joined us, earlier I was breaking down and playing clips of Michael Savage, the talk show host, saying he believes Obama will stage a terror attack before the election to stay in power. We played a clip of Glenn Beck that didn't get any national news when he did it, saying Obama will stage terror attacks to get reelected, or his handlers will. That didn't get attention because they don't want to attack him on that. Kind of like they attacked Dave Mustaine at first for saying, hey, they staged Fast and Furious, they could be staging these. When he didn't apologize, they dropped it. Because they don't want to go there. You have four different White House advisors sending out letters to fundraisers, but also letters to sponsors, and in the Financial Times of London saying, if we have a terror attack, it can be blamed on our enemies. Now, they don't say they're going to do it. They say, without an Oklahoma City, without a 9/11, Robert Shapiro, I read the quotes last hour if you just joined us, said, we need a terror attack or Obama won't get it reelected. If you don't believe me, just type it into a search engine. If you just joined us, I know there's listeners joining us every minute. Just type in. In fact, let's do it on Google in front of everybody. There's my Twitter on screen if you're watching on prisonplanet.tv. Obama gives stage terror green light. Now, that doesn't mean we can't put the light back on red, but that's what the, Mr. Hagman's sources are saying. That's what my sources are saying. That's why we're about to get into all of this. So this information is in everyone's face. And all you got to do is type into the NSA search engine, Google. Obama advisors say false flag will get Obama reelected. And you will get not just Infowars.com. You'll get Financial Times of London. You'll get Hardball. I mean, I just put the clip of them on Hardball saying a shooting will help the president reconnect. That was a year ago. They constantly say it. There's so many instances of it. They say this like we're idiots. They say this like we're morons. And then the media every once in a while will attack those of us that point out they're saying it. It's like, hey, here's the elephant sitting on us in the living room. These guys have a penchant. They got caught in Fast and Furious staging a false flag. You know, take Larry Pratt. He was on my show right after those shootings happened. He said, Alex, I used to think you were wrong, but they got caught in a false flag in Fast and Furious, so we've got to look at these being staged, and witnesses say multiple shooters in both events. Of course, they're staging it. I mean, they'll stage other events. They've got the motive, the timing, the UN treaty. They're doing it. I'm not up here risking my life for nothing. I want freedom in my time, not just for my children. I was offered 12 years ago and 10 years ago and 8 years ago, big national shows, if I would just cool all this. I could have been the big neocon queen like Glenn Beck. And I'm not attacking Glenn Beck. The point is that, you know, Darth Vader was good as well. I mean, I think he actually has woke up some. That's why they're trying to push him off the air. The issue here is that there's good still in most of us, and we need to decide which angels we're going to follow, our lesser angels or the angels of God. We've got to decide if we're for good or for evil. There's two different things in this world. There's good and there's bad. And which side do you choose? Well, I choose good. Judge Smells would say good, very good. Because, got to throw Caddyshack in there. Because, I mean, you're only alive once, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't get up here and say all of this because it's fun. I don't get up here when I get death threats and physically attacked and IRS harassment and all the rest of it because I just want to have fun and scare the daylights out of people. I have to say, so many guests years ago that I thought were too extreme, they've turned out to be right in many cases, which I don't like. I'm not happy we're being proven right. Should I play Glenn Beck, Michael Savage, saying they're going to stage false flags? It's not just me saying it. Or more importantly, should I read the Financial Times of London again to you? Should I play clips of Hardball saying it? My question is, why do they think we're so dumb that they say Oklahoma City got Bill Clinton reelected? Barring that, President Obama will not be reelected. Don't worry, there'll be an event, and we'll blame it on the returning veterans, gun owners, and libertarians and conservatives, but not the mainline conservatives. They're just actually globalist operatives. That's how they control the country, is by controlling the opposition. I mean, when they're doing this, when they're saying this, we have a real issue. Now, Steve Quayle, who co-hosts shows with Doug Hagmann, is going to be on with us in the next hour. We'll have Doug run over a little bit because I know Steve may have some questions for him. But Steve Quayle of stevequayle.com is coming on. Doug Hagmann coming on right now. He's the founder and director of the Northeast Intelligence Network and CEO of a multi-state licensed private investigative agency serving many Fortune 500 clients, 27-year veteran of conducting investigations in the private sector. He's logged 50,000 hours of covert surveillance in his career and is the author of Tactical Surveillance, a bestseller. He is a member of the International Counterterrorism Officers Association and possesses many law enforcement-related training certificates and certifications. He has been used as an operational asset by the U.S. Department of Justice, the FBI, as well as the Pennsylvania and New York State police agencies. Hagmann has performed 8,000 civil and criminal investigations. He's also a frequent expert witness throughout the United States. He's also certified in the forensic discipline of bloodstain pattern analysis. I'm not going to read all of his bio. It goes on and on, but he's been on Fox News, everything, Associated Press, Reuters, Coast to Coast AM, and this show. And he joins us right now on the broadcast to break down his source. And here's the headline if you want to see his, because this is already out. It's already in a video form from last night's InfoWars Nightly News. You can get it. I just tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones at Twitter, twitter.com/Real Alex Jones. We're also getting a bunch of calls asking how to sign up for the free newsletter that we send you free copies of the new newspaper in. It's InfoWars.com/newsletter. The network is being inundated with calls. Infowars.com/newsletter. I'm sorry we can't give you free hard copies. We sell them at cost. They sold out in 36 hours, 36,000 copies. We kept back 4,000. But we printed 90,000, but 50,000 on the streets of Austin. The point is that you can get it free at Infowars.com/newsletter. And we're going to this format of our news that's emailed because our expert people we've talked to at the highest levels in government, out of government, say they'll never be able to really stop an email if we have your address. It'll be very hard down the road if they clamp down on stuff. If any internet's left up, we'll still be able to get you emails. So if you want to stay in contact, Infowars.com/newsletter. And we'll always be able to get you Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com one way or another. Okay, Doug Hagmann joins us, DHS source. It's going hot. Obama faces the prospect of not being reelected. So the word is they've green-lighted the staged terror. They're going hot. Now, that doesn't mean we can't stop it because you've heard the police officers of the show. You've heard our sources. They've been told it's coming in late October, early November. That does not mean it's going to happen. They could be doing this as a psyop, or they could be doing it as a poison pill with the NSA to see who spreads it in agencies. They admit they do that. Or they could be testing to see if we get upset and warn people, or we could back them off. But I believe Doug Hagmann's source. I know he has these sources. Doug, we're going to break here in a few minutes, but recap what your source told you right now, and specifically where you see this going and the time frame he gave you. Doug Hagmann, thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks, Alex, for having me. The time frame, let's address that first. Within the next 60 days, any time within the next 60 days, two different scenarios. One, if something would happen, whether it's economical, whether it's as a result of, we'll say, the Middle East becoming explosive all of a sudden, or some other event out of the direct control of this group of people within this regime, the Obama regime, then, of course, they will roll with that and attempt to exploit that. After all, that's the best way to do it. Let something happen. Let's exploit the situation. That way, we don't have our hands dirty necessarily.
So I want you to continue here, Doug Hagmann, and I want to give out your website as well, HomelandSecurityUS.com, where you break down what's really happening with Homeland Security, HomelandSecurityUS.com. You've got the floor for the next 20 minutes ahead of Steve Quayle joining us. A, why do you think they're so bold and talking about how false flags will help them in front of us on TV like we don't hear them? What is that? Or is that just pure criminal hubris? And then you've got the floor. Tell me everything your source said.
Well, okay, you know, starting from what you just said, Alex, you know, the boldness, that bothered me a lot, because when I deal with the criminal element, they're very covert, they're quiet, the conspiracies are underneath, you know, under the cloak of darkness. Why are we hearing about this so openly? And I think one of the reasons is that people don't get it, or there's this normalcy bias. There's this tendency for people not to believe it. And I asked my sources too. I said, number one, why now? Why can't you, for example, go public? And he came back and said, well, what do you think I'm doing? I am going public. I am telling you, I'm trying to get the word out. You know, it's not like I can go down to the New York Times and they're going to print this. We have to use people like yourself. And of course, I've known this person for a long time. But that said, I do believe that it's out in the open, because it's almost as if no one really cares. I mean, no one, or they don't believe it, or even if it does happen, they won't believe the origin of it. Now, what is it? What are we talking about, for example? And I asked my source, okay, what should we be looking for? And he said, frankly, you know, I'm not sure. Because the talk among the high-level people that he has access to has been pretty vague, purposely vague. Now, as I understand it, as he understands it, there are a couple of different potential possibilities. When he said, all right, it's going hot, and those were his words, and he was very adamant about this. He said there has been approval from the White House sources, from the White House people, to go ahead with a plan. Whether it's plan A, it could be a racially triggered event, plan B, an economic triggered event, or plan C, staging, for example, riots in different cities. They've got the personnel to do this, too. That was the other thing. And Alex, I'm giving you information that I withheld from any written article, because I knew I was going to be doing some interviews. But look, when they've got the people to engage in provocative type of activities, to storm a county courthouse, to storm a federal building in opposition or because of some protest or whatever, or even to storm facilities in Washington. Remember that shooting at the White House here not too long ago. My source said for one person in particular, Ms. Jarrett, was very upset that was not played up better in the media, because here it is, most likely a white gun owner shooting at the house of a black president. Obama wasn't even in the White House. Again, they're trying to make this a racial issue. And the trigger event, the actual event that's being talked about, it's rather vague, but, you know, look, it's going to be something that's going, the intent here, according to my source, and I took copious notes when I spoke to him on a couple of different occasions. The intent is to really galvanize that chasm, that difference between the races or the classes, whatever it might be, to make sure that there is white versus black or white versus, you know, whoever, okay, where the gun-owning Christian pro-constitutionalist, they are going to, everything that you pointed out in the MIAC report, the returning veterans, the, you know, that threat there's going to be that common thread of that threat involved in whatever stage event there is. And again, this does fit and comport with, as you've stated in the past, the New World Order agenda. And I asked my source this as well. I said, is Obama behind this? I mean, is this just Obama? And, you know, he said, I don't think so. I don't think so, because, again, the information that he's got access to does suggest some level of higher involvement. And, again, I'm thinking, you know, well, how much higher do you go than Obama if we're talking specifically about Obama? And, of course, there's the New World Order factor, and something I never thought existed. But it certainly does, and you've proven that time and time again. So that's what we're looking at, Alex. And I'm not sure I could be any more specific as to what what the event is going to be.
Sure. Well, I mean, I can imagine they're all wondering, are we still going to be here? And they say, yeah, don't worry, there's going to be a crisis very soon, and we're going ahead with it. And that's basically what your source said, because they're on Chris Matthews not once but twice saying we need a big catalyzing event to reconnect. Another show a year ago, we need a mass shooting to reconnect, and it's a White House official saying this on the show. We see the fundraising memos, the Tides Foundation letters saying there's going to be an event and it's going to be blamed on talk radio. We see them. We see Bill Clinton telling USA Today, oh, my reelection to Oklahoma City had brought us together. I mean, we know that Robert Shapiro, in fact, guys, type this in. Robert Shapiro says only terror attack will save Obama. Show the Financial Times of London on screen. I don't want to just be saying this. I know we've shown it hundreds of times, but we haven't shown it today. I want to show people where he says, barring, this is a quote, a new Oklahoma City or 9/11, the president is not going to get reelected. I mean, why are they saying this publicly? I mean, it's like they're saying, we need it, we need it, we need it, as if we're dumb and don't see this.
Yeah, and this is one thing, too. I've talked at length with the author Marinka Peshman, author of The Whistleblower. And in fact, she's going to be on our program tonight. But I've talked with her, and she said people have to understand the Clintons, number one, have never left power, have never left the Washington power structure. And number two, the Clintons are interwoven within the Obama power structure. They're advising Obama, and how well that they use the Oklahoma City tragedy, the bombing there, how well that they massaged put the blame on radio talk show hosts, the conservative hatred of conservatives, not even conservatives, but the hatred of those who would dare expose their tactics. This is where the Obama administration is getting their information from, and I've got to tell you, it's big.
For standing up for the Bill of Rights and Constitution, Representative Walter B. Jones. And he's been in the House of Representatives since 1995. After serving 10 years as an elected member of the North Carolina General Assembly, he's currently serving his ninth term in Congress. Congressman Jones is a member of the House Armed Services Committee and Financial Services. And we really appreciate him joining us today here on the broadcast. Sir, there's so much to talk about. I want to get into Obamacare. I want to get into the drone legislation you're co-sponsoring. I want to get into the Syria situation, your legislation to make presidents get congressional authorization for military operations instead of seeing NATO and the UN are our boss. I mean, people say Congress do their job. Well, Representative Walter B. Jones is. The folks up in the Carolinas have got good representation there. And so when Ron Paul leaves, I've got to say you're going to be the best person in the House, and I'm not just buttering you up. It's just thank God we've got you and a few others there. There is so much to talk about, but I always love to ask people this question, you know, cold, right up front. What is front and center on your radar? I just threw out things I know you're working on, but what is most important? What keeps you up at night, or when you wake up in the morning, what are you thinking about, Congressman?
Well, Alex, thank you for the opportunity, and always on the very forefront of my mind are all those young men and women over in Afghanistan, giving their life and limbs for a corrupt government led by Karzai, and I continue to beat the drum of getting the American people to push Congress and say it's time to bring our troops home. And, Alex, I think I've said to you before, I can't say the name, but a former commandant has been my advisor on Afghanistan for 3 years, sending me emails, sending me questions, statements, and things like that. And he has been saying for 3 years, learn history. History is no nation will ever change Afghanistan. It's living in the 7th century. So I wish your listeners would, next week, most members are home and across the United States. I wish they'd pick up the phone and say, bring our troops home now. Don't continue to wait. And very quickly, Alex, we had 3 Marines from Camp Lejeune, which is in my district. They're in the special ops known as MORSOC. 3 Marines from Camp Lejeune over there to train the Afghans. One Afghan who was being trained turned the weapon and killed all 3 Marines. This has happened to over 10 of our American citizens who were in uniform over the last 2.5 weeks.
It's a true tragedy. And listen, I know you're used to mainstream media that doesn't want to talk about the troops. They just want to wrap, you know, their agenda in the troops' valor. But take your time talking about this, because you're one of the only people in Congress that has called on the phone or visited the family of every single member of the armed services that have been killed since all these wars started.
Yeah, Alex, you're right. What I have done, I've signed over 10,847 letters to families and extended families who have lost loved ones in Afghanistan and Iraq, primarily now in Afghanistan. Iraq was a war we never had to fight. The intelligence was manipulated by the Bush administration, and it was war we never had to write. And I regret that I voted to give President Bush the authority to go in, and therefore I started writing letters to these families. Right now, in the last 3 weeks, counting 40 that I've got to sign tomorrow that I've not signed yet, I would have signed over 121 letters to families and extended families in the last 3 weeks.
Wow, and that makes you focus on it. I saw a report last week that in polls, the American people have just forgotten about Afghanistan, and the media is not even covering it anymore. I mean, this is a forgotten war.
Well, Alex, thank you for giving me this time, and I'll tell you why. Last Wednesday, I don't generally buy the Wall Street Journal, but I had a reason to, and I did not know it, but their front page happened to be the beautiful picture of 2 parents crying, holding the folded flag, and their son had been one of the 3 Marines killed that I just made reference to. What the Wall Street Journal did, they had the inside pages, they had 1,000 faces of those who've given their life for this country. That's why I appreciate you giving me this time. I wish every newspaper in America was required to, which we cannot do, to put a flag-draped coffin above the names every time they publish the names in a newspaper.
We need to somehow get people to think about what these wars for profiteering, wars for no-bid contracts, wars for control of opium are doing. And it's so refreshing to see you and Ron Paul and others pointing out that, you know, if we're going to have a war, it should be declared by Congress up front. And let's get into that. You've introduced the legislation. The media has tried to black it out, that if this president or any other president tries to launch wars without congressional approval, or tries to say their authority comes from the UN or NATO, that impeachment begins. And since then, they're just barreling on, now talking about the U.S. getting involved overtly, not just covertly, in Syria.
Yes, Alex, you're right. Thank you. This you had me on the show when I first put 107 HCON Resolution 107 as legislation in the House. I have been beating the drums. I cannot get a hearing on it, and of course, we only have like 2.5 weeks left before everybody breaks for the election. But I had gotten Jonathan Turley, who you know is a well-known constitutional lawyer, Bruce Fine, well-known constitutional lawyer. All these people have joined me in saying that we should hold hearings because at the present time, be Republican or Democrat, it seems like that the Congress, and I'll blame the Congress instead of the administration, the Congress should demand that a president meets the responsibility of the Constitution. And we have not done it for so many years. That's the reason I put in HCON Resolution 107. And it says a president. It did not say the president, but a president who without the cause does not come to Congress and follow the Constitution, that they can be impeached. And I would say there might be one exception. That is if we got bombed by a foreign entity and the president needed to take some retaliatory action within a day or two. But still, I think they should come to Congress. But I would say they would be an exception of that kind of situation. But you're right. I mean, right. I just wrote the president yesterday and asked him, please do not commit troops to Syria or to initiate war with Iran unless he comes to Congress to justify it.
We even have the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, who's been pretty hawkish compared to the last few, Dempsey, in the Jerusalem Post, saying, I don't want to be complicit in Iran's strike. I mean, most military experts say it's going to dig the mullahs in even deeper and unify people over there. But a lot of politicians, they want a war to look good. Are you concerned about an October surprise, Congressman?
Yeah.
It's 1.4 billion rounds of ammo since last November. In less than a year, 750 million, 450 million, 250 million, and now tens of millions since that story broke 3 weeks ago, rounds of ammunition for domestic operations. We have the Obama supporters and minions at Homeland Security saying veterans, gun owners, liberty lovers are the number one terror threats. So now the TSA isn't looking in my pants for bin Laden. They're in there looking for George Washington.
Well, Alex, I could not agree more, and I want to go back to your comment about General Dempsey. I know I have great relationships with the Marines in my district, and I can tell you they're still like any service person willing to give their life for this country, but they want to give it for a sound policy. And I know that the Marine Corps is tired. I know the equipment is worn out in many cases, and we need to rebuild our military because I am more concerned about, quite frankly, a war with North Korea or a country in the Southeast Asian part of America. And right now, our troops are so tired that if we got stuck in Iran or Syria, I mean, it would be a long, long time before we would get them out.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
They admit, even in the Council on Foreign Relations, last issue that came out 4 weeks ago, well, August 1st, it's almost 4 weeks ago, that, well, the quote is, we need Al-Qaeda. I'm sorry, it's just too insane. And they're actually now saying Al-Qaeda's doing a great job against Assad. Now, I'm not saying Assad's a great guy, but compared to Al-Qaeda, he is. This is so immoral. You're up there. You're on the Armed Services Committee. I mean, you've got access to stuff that hardly anybody else does in national security. Can you tell us what the plan is trying to put Al-Qaeda in, who are admittedly blowing up churches? I mean, there's video of this, blowing up synagogues. I mean, since when? I mean, how is the media ignoring this?
Well, I will be honest with you. We've had briefings. We've been home for 4 weeks. We had a briefing 5 weeks ago, but it was predominantly on Afghanistan. It was not a briefing on Syria or any of the movements taking place in that area. My concern is to go back to a point you made about an October surprise. I would not be surprised that if the politics are such in this country that if Israel decided, and it should be up to Israel with not America being involved, but if Israel decided to go into Iran, that maybe this administration would say, we agree and support they're going into Iran. I can't prove that. I don't want that to be misunderstood. I have nothing personal against the president. But I am concerned that there might be a justification as we get into October, late October especially, that the Israelis take a opportunity to take out some of the sites in Iran, and then the administration says we support it because, you know, the Jewish vote is big in America. And I very much respect the Jews, so don't get me wrong on that. But there are just too many things that can happen with just I hate to say it so simply, but the snap of a finger.
Stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool, is one of Clinton's advisors, what Begala said. Well, you're absolutely right, and you know there are a lot of special interests that want to have this war, but there's a lot of interest in Israel that are also against having this war with Iran. But it'll be good for politicians up for re-election to have a political diversion in Israel and here. And Obama is sliding quickly. Hillary won't even go to the DNC. You've got all these Democrats saying Biden needs to step down. They can't even give away tickets for Obama's speeches now. Michael Moore says, get used to saying President Romney. Look, the polls say it's a dead heat. We know those polls are cooked. The numbers I've got are Obama is on his way out unless there's some type of crisis. And I'm sure you've seen all those quotes by Democratic advisors saying, sure, if there was a crisis, they could blame the people against him.
Well, no, I've read some of the articles and that you made reference to, and again, my concern is, I told you about how many letters I've signed. I go to Walter Reed, Alex, and I will be going in 2 weeks, a young man that graduated from East Carolina University that's right here in my town where my office is located. He lost both legs about 3 months ago, stepped on an IED. He's a young lieutenant, stepped on an IED. And both legs, well below the knees, have lost that part of the leg. I've seen 5 kids at Walter Reed that have no body parts below their waist. I was told that by the escort, one being Army, one being Marine, that these kids have lost everything below their legs. The next tsunami that's coming to take, that America's not prepared for, is to take care of the wounded from Afghanistan and Iraq. It will be anywhere from $3 to $5 trillion. That's not being factored in any of our discussions.
Unbelievable. And, you know, I talk to so many veterans. A lot of the regular folks are scared of veterans because of the media, which I think overall is unfounded. They make some of the best employees, and they no one's giving them jobs.
Yep. It's a problem. And it's that's why, you know, why are we spending $10 billion a month in Afghanistan? It's borrowed money from the Chinese. We cannot even send inspectors in there to see how the taxpayers' money is being spent, or the Chinese money, I might say, in Afghanistan. And yet we're cutting programs, some good programs like home health programs, and talking about sequestration coming in. I mean, America needs to understand, as Ron Paul would say, let's start fixing America's problems, and let's stay home and spend the American energy and the American money right here in America to rebuild our country.
Exactly, sir. Now, I want to get into what do you think the $1.4 billion bullets are for? I mean, you're up there at the national intelligence level. Is Congress going to ask Homeland Security what that is for? And also, I know you're concerned about drones and are supporting some legislation. Tell us about that.
Well, first, I think you'll find Darrell Issa, the Oversight Committee, to hold some hearings as soon as we go back regarding this bullet situation. I really do that. The bill that I am on was introduced by a Georgia Republican, Representative Austin Scott, and this is what the bill does. It's H.R. 5925, would only permit the federal government to use drone technology without a specific warrant when patrolling the national borders and when credible intelligence exists to indicate that there's a risk of terrorism attack. A few weeks ago, I was on the floor to talk about getting our troops out of Afghanistan, and before me was a very dear friend of mine named Ted Poe, Ted was speaking before I did what they call five-minute speeches, and he got up and talked about in 2015 we will have 17,000 drones flying around America. That's one reason I did not vote for the DOD bill, the Armed Services bill, back in May, June. The title is the Preserving Freedom from Unwanted Surveillance Act of 2012. So it would put certain restrictions on the American government using drones against the American people. And I mean, I'm concerned. I voted against the Armed Services bill 2 months ago because there's a provision that was put in by the Senate that puts really says that any administration that determines an American citizen is a terrorist, they can take them out without coming to Congress or anyone else. It's very dangerous. I will send that provision to you so that you will have it. That was in the Armed Services bill that passed the House and the Senate and signed by the President of the United States.
On the drones, you also made the point when I first got you on before we went live that you need a provision so that these aren't used against the American people.
Yeah, that's what H.R. 5925 will do by Congressman Scott. It would only permit the federal government to use drone technology without a specific warrant when patrolling the national borders and when credible intelligence exists to indicate there's a risk of terrorism. Because if you don't have that provision that I just read to your people, then the government can do anything they want to with drones.
Take the NSA. They now basically admit they're recording everything we do illegally. Yeah. I mean, why even have a Bill of Rights and Constitution?
Well, you know, I tell you, Alex, I think the American people are ready to take the government back. I would rather that it be done with votes, but I really do think the American government, the American people, are just fed up with Congress and fed up with the government. It's the time to bring America back to the people.
What is the feeling you get in D.C. now? I mean, is Washington aware this awakening's happening? Because I see it, too. And what is the feel from your constituents? You're saying they're really starting to wake up?
I think that Congress, that's why I think this election in November is going to be very interesting. I sincerely believe that people are more concerned today than ever before about the overreach and the intrusion of the federal government into our private lives. That's why I love Ron Paul. I'm a big Ron Paul supporter and believe today if he was the nominee of the Republican Party, he'd be the next president of the United States.
There's no doubt. He would absolutely politically destroy Obama and Romney. I don't see any Romney stickers still. And Paul Ryan's a little better than Romney, but I mean, yep. Romney's in for a rude awakening if he gets elected and tries all that Massachusetts liberal stuff.
Yeah,
people aren't going to put up with that.
No, not at all. Not at all. And Alex, very quickly, I got a copy of the letter that I sent to Mr. Obama yesterday, and I'll read the first paragraph very quickly. This letter is written to you out of grave concern that you will once again lead our nation into war without authorization from Congress. Tensions and rhetoric rise in Syria and Iran. The power to declare war remains vested in the Congress. No resolution from the United Nations or NATO can supersede the power carefully entrusted with the representative of the American people. And, of course, it's longer than that, but that's the first paragraph.
And is that at your website, sir?
Yeah, it's on the website.
And, again, Congressman Jones is our guest from North Carolina. And the best place to find your site is, I guess, go to house.gov and then /?
Walter B. Jones, house.gov.
All right.
House.gov.mail.
Sure. Or just Google Congressman Walter Jones, and it's one of the first links right there. Well, we ran out of time, sir. Please come back soon to get into Obamacare and ways to try to defeat that, okay?
Alex, thank you for this opportunity. And your people, please call and get our troops home from Afghanistan. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great weekend.